Praise the Lord. Message number 81. The title of the message, The Parable of the Workers in the Vineyard. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 20. And let us read verse 1 to verse 16. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire men to work in his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and send them into his vineyard. About the third hour he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. He went out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did the same thing. About the 11th hour he went out and found still others standing around. He asked him, "Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?" "Because no one has hired us," they answered. He said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first." The workers who were hired about the 11th hour came and each received a denarius. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more, but each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the owner, against the landowner. "These men who were hired last worked only 1 hour," they said, "and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them, "Friend, I am not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was hired last the same as I give you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you, and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness, Lord. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless this time, and anoint it with the Holy Spirit. Let everyone understand your word and your will in his life or her life. I pray that the message will bring cleansing, will bring repentance in the life of those workers of yours who start to grumble and start to move away from you, Lord. I pray that your message, your word will bring understanding that every one of us, our labor is not in vain, O Lord. We pray, Lord, that purpose of sending this message at this time shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. Anoint my lips and arrange the message, Lord, in the way that you want it to be. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In this parable, the Lord was speaking about the kingdom of God. You make it like as a vineyard, and there is the landowner who went out to hire people for work. Usually at the time of Jesus, working was 12 hours from 6 o'clock to morning to 6 p.m. So the worker expect to work 12 hours to receive one denarius. So the first batch were hired, then after 3 hours, 9 o'clock again, the landowner went outside and hired other people to work in the vineyard. Then after 6 hours, it means 12 o'clock in the afternoon, he went and hired. Then at 3 p.m. also, he went out. That is in the ninth hour of the work. Ninth hour finish. Left only 3 hours, so he went out and he hired other men to work. And at the hour of 11, that is already 5 p.m., he went out again and he hired other people with the same wages. So they will work only 1 hour and they will receive one denarius as the first people. When you think in this way, you will think that is unfair. How it can be that those who work a 12 hour will be equal to those who work 1 hour? Now, how we can apply this message in our life? When we come to Christ, when we come to know God through Christ Jesus our Lord, God had a good plan for each and every one of us. And also, every one of us have certain expectation or certain view or certain plan or ambitious things. While we are walking with Christ, sometimes we face situation and then we start to grumble as those workers who had been hired first start to grumble. Why we grumble? Why we grumble against God? Why we question God and ask Him why? Why like that and why like this? Why this are happening? First point, why we grumble? Because their certain expectation was not met. They were expected they would receive higher wages. They expected to have higher position. They would get the privileges. But that was not happened. So they start to grumble. We grumble when there's a frustration, disappointment. We aim for certain things and we do our best, but then there's failures. We grumble against God and against His people and against the people around us. We grumble also because we are envious. As the Lord say, are you envious? Do you have jealousy? And that's why you grumble. Why we grumble? Why you grumble? Because you compare yourselves with others. And God allow that every one of us will receive different things than the other people around us. But that does not mean to compare yourself and you ask why this man or why this woman took more than me, why these people have gained more better than me. That is not the way we live our life to Christ. We grumble because how many years we are in the Lord and how many years we are serving hard and how many years we are living our life in obedience to God, and we expect certain things. Or when we see others who are just start to obey and they are having the same as us, we start to grumble and we start to question the sovereignty of the Lord. But again, that is not the way to serve the Lord or to live your life to God. If you think in this way, what will happen? You will be easily discouraged. And what will happen? You will withdraw yourself. You will be unwilling to give, unwilling to offer your life fully to God. You will start to withhold. And finally, as the Lord said, the last will be first and the first will be last. Who you were first in service, you will be last, because you start to crumble, you start to withdraw yourself, you start to compare yourself, and you start to say, why I need to work 12 hours? I should work only 1 hour. And that's many people. They will work according to their salary. They will not give more. But that's wrong. because you are working for the Lord. If you start to withhold because the company is not good, or your sponsor is not good, or the place is working are not giving you salary on time, when you start to withhold and you don't do the work well, or you will work only according to what you receive, not more, then you will be the last. Sometimes wives grumble against husbands because they are not receiving certain things from them. They will withhold, they will not do certain things in the house, for the children, for the family. Sometimes husband, they do the same when they are not meeting the expectation they see in the wife. Sometimes people, when they face trials and they have difficulties, they withdraw, they move away from God, they will not come to church. We ask why, because we have a problem, and the question here in their heart, why God allow this? If he will leave us, we will leave him also. That is not the way we walk with God and live our life unto him. We'll go back to the parable. The landowner, when they grumble against him, we notice that in verse 11, when they receive it, they began to grumble. They receive what they agree upon. In fact, that he give them their wages, they should be grateful and thankful. Instead, they grumble. And that's here. Many people, they are not thankful of what they receive. Many of you are not thankful and grateful of what you receive from the Lord. Instead that you give thanks to God, you grumble and you make a problem to God, to the church, and to his people. That is the way you give thanks to the Lord. That is your thanksgiving to God. You grumble and do troubles to him. The landowner, he was faithful in what he promised. He promised one denarius. In the kingdom of God, men receive what they need, not what they want. What we need is the salvation. The one day wages, that is the denarius in the parable, that is eternal life. And the Lord give eternal life to those who make a covenant with him. They will save him all their lives. The same agreement. If the Lord had called you 10 years before, or 15 years before, or 20 years before, or 1 month before, the same agreement. You will save him not one day or a few hours, the whole life. You go back to the parable. Even when he gave to the workers who came to the last hour the same wage, one denarius, if they will work second day, they will not come at 5 p.m. to work. They will come morning, 6 o'clock, to work. So don't be deceived. It is the same covenant, the same agreement, the same contract with the Lord. To follow God wholeheartedly all the days of your life, and to save him. And that will make you eligible to receive eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord, through his blood that was shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sin. So, what he promised us? He promised us eternal life. Sometimes we are questioning, where is the justice of God? We must know that there is nothing unjust about God's dealing, for he gives what he promised. And that is what we read in verse 13. But he answered one of them, "Friend, I am not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius?" God is a God of justice. The God we serve is a God of justice. What he promised us, what he promised me eternal life, and life to the full in his presence. That he is giving to me, But things more than that, I must know. That is up to him. The Lord, we must know, had a sovereign freedom to do as he pleases for generosity. If you want to be generous more than that with me, that is up to him. But he should, but it is not that the way I think that he ought or he should be. No. If the Lord was generous with you in the past and not today, that was up to him in the past to give you more than what you expect. But that is not the law that he should always give. If the Lord is generous with some other people more than you, that is up to him. But you should not be envious. Let me ask you one question. If the Lord is generous with you, but he is not generous with others, were you going to be upset why he is not generous with others, or you are happy because you have received from him? And now when he is giving to others, you are grumbling. Be careful and check your attitude toward God, because these are the things that may make you withhold and away from the Lord. Sometimes the self-righteousness of the people. Sometimes we think that because we are obeying the Lord, we should receive more. To obey God, that is the condition for us that will enable us to receive eternal life. Some people, they think that when they obey the Lord, they are doing favor for God, or they are doing something extra. We are not doing extra things if we obey God. We just do. We are just doing what we ought to do. In book of Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 25, Moses said to the Israelites, "And if we are careful to obey all this law before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us, that will be our righteousness." God will not give eternal life to those who are not obedient to him. The same condition. You obey the Lord the whole day of your life, then you have a place in heaven. God continually calling men of different degrees of moral attainment and spiritual privilege to his service. But one condition for all: to receive salvation, you need to be obedient to him. And in Luke chapter 17, the Lord give a nice parable also about that we ought to do our duty and we should not be self-righteous when we do our duty. We are just doing what we ought to do. Luke chapter 17 and verse 70, verse 10. Suppose one of you had a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Would he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, "Come along now and sit down to eat"? Would he not rather say, "Prepare my supper, get yourself ready, and wait on me while I eat and drink? After that you may eat and drink"? Would he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, "We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty." If we are in this way of thinking, then that will protect us and shield us from grumbling. We must know that, and you must know that no one has any claim on God for more than anyone else. In the book of Romans chapter 9 and verse 20, book of Romans chapter 9 verse 20, "But who are you, O man, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to him, or from it, why did you make me like this? We should not question God. We learn from this parable. A foothold of devil for backsliding, grumbling. To be grateful are better than to be grumblers. Matthew 20 verse 16, so the last will be first and the first will be last. If you grumble and you start to question God and complain against God and why like that and why like this, then you will find yourself having a negative attitude, withdrawal, holding your service, your time, your money, your effort to serve God, and retreated backward toward backsliding, and there where the devil is swallowing you up. Be careful, wake up, return back to God, and He will receive you once again. You are the first, don't allow that you will be the last. I encourage you, my brother and my sister, to come back and serve the Lord and do what He asks you to do from the beginning. Don't forsake your first love unto God. There are three things I want to encourage you with that help you, to guide you and to guard you in your service and life unto God. First, never compare yourself with others, but compare yourself with God's word. Go to the word of God. Check yourself. If you are doing according to the word of God, don't worry. Compare yourself with the word of God. Don't compare yourself with the people. Sometimes the Lord, even for the wicked, he will show love. That does not mean you question God or you go back, because God is not giving you as He is giving them now. No. Compare yourself with God's word. Is God had what He promised of salvation is with you now? And are you doing what you ought to do for God in return to His faithfulness to you in saving your soul? If you are doing that, then continue. If you are not doing, you go back and serve the Lord wholeheartedly. Second point, never question God. Never say to God why. Never complain or grumble against God. That will make you tired. Be grateful, and gratefulness will be rewarded by the Lord. The third point, never give up in doing good. You will be fully rewarded. Why the Lord spoke this parable of the workers in the vineyard? In the previous chapter to Matthew 20, and that is in Matthew 19, there was a rich man. He came to him and he told him, "Teacher, what good things must I do to get eternal life?" That is in verse 16. And the Lord spoke to him, that if you want to enter eternal life, obey the commandments. The rich man say, "I have done all these things." And Jesus told him, "Do not murder, do not commit adultery, and the rest of the 10 commandments, and love your neighbor as yourself, honor your father and mother." The young man say, "I have done all these things. All this I have kept," he said. And he asked also, "What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, answer him, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possession and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad, because he had great wealth. He was not willing to give up his wealth for the Lord. Then After this incident, Peter spoke to the Lord and told him in verse 27, "We have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?" What he's telling him, he's a rich man. He's not following you, but he's blessed. How about us, Lord? We have left everything. So here is the discouragement. If they are not following you, they are rich. Now we are following you and we have left everything, then we have to get more then. You get the point? Don't think this way, this wrong way of thinking. In verse 28, Jesus said to him, "I tell you the truth, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sit on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." The Lord is speaking here about eternal life and eternity and the millennium reign and what will be our glorious future with the Lord forever. Not the material things of this life should entice us. And the Lord also told him in verse 29, "And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life." And he told him, don't be afraid. What you had left, you will be rewarded for it. We have reward in heaven. If you will not receive our reward on earth, we will have it also in heaven. And verse 30 told him, "But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first." And then the Lord spoke this parable in Matthew 20. The message encourages you to come back fully to God, encourage you for the wholesome thinking, to grow and to glow in Him, in His Word, in the Holy Spirit, in the good deed that God wants to see in your life. You have received the promised eternal life in Christ Jesus. Keep that deposit until the Lord will come and we will be with Him together forever. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for your word. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for the eternal life that we receive in Christ Jesus. Lord, we are grateful. Forgive us, Lord, our grumbling and our complaining. And Lord, our questioning you. Lord, forgive us. Lord, tell him, Lord, forgive me because I have withheld from serving you. I have moved back away from you. Lord, forgive me. I am coming back to you. I don't want to be the last. Oh Lord, I don't want to lose my place in heaven. Lord, I pray that the message will bring you glory and honor. Lord, those who repent and come back to you, restore them and use them mightily to serve you in reaching the lost and living a life of a good testimony unto thy name. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.